Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Although I like to bake a loaf of bread every now and then, I still don't feel completely comfortable working with the dough. I know you're supposed to measure ingredients with laser-like precision, but I'm still not certain what all the ingredients do and how they work. But luckily, Chef Jerry Pellegrino is a master at baking, and he can explain this whole process of leavening the dough.
Yeah.
And I know yeast makes it rise.
Whatever,
and
yes.
Some kind of gas involved.
When I talk about four leavening agents, there's a few others, but the four that we typically use when we're doing any type of baking, the first one is baking soda. That's something that everybody kind of knows a little bit about, I think, sodium bicarbonate. Most of us get our first experience with it if we do a science fair project and build a volcano.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right? And yep. So we build this paper mache volcano. We put a bunch of baking soda in it.
Right.
And we pour some vinegar in it, and you get this big foamy, fuzzy, like eruption of the volcano.
Yeah, we did the same thing with a little rocket ship when I was
eight years old. It's good. It's good chemistry, right?
Yeah, it is.
So baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, is activated by some sort of acidic agent, whether it be vinegar, buttermilk, lemon. If you're making some sort of either cookie or quick bread with baking soda, you've got to have some sort of acidic ingredient to activate it. Because that's not always something you want in a recipe, the world came up with baking powder. Just, you know, the only difference is baking powder is baking soda with a dried acid mixed in.
Is that right?
So when you add water, you activate the acid, which activates the baking soda. So baking powder allows you to make quick breads, cookies, other types of things without having to add some sort of acidic component. So the dilemma with both of these is that it's quick and it's short-lived. So mixing doughs, the faster you mix them and the faster you get them in the oven, the better leavening you will get. Now, we've also added a lovely trick to baking powder these days. You'll see what's called double-acting baking powder.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That has, besides a liquid-activated acid, a heat-activated acid, so that once it goes in the oven and things start to heat up, that acid is liberated and works on whatever baking soda is left to give you an extra burst of air in the oven.
So what we're talking about is trying to generate some sort of gas or air to lighten the density of the batter,
I guess. To make things rise up, which brings us to yeast. The living organism that we all know and love and you guys talk about, its byproduct on Cellar Notes all the time, is that yeast consume sugar and make CO2, a gas, and ethanol. So we can leaven bread doughs with yeast. The problem is, unlike the chemical agents, they take time. They got to grow. They have to eat the sugar. They give off gas. So that's like where these hours and out, we call bread baking sort of hurry up and wait. Wait for the yeast to do it. Pound it down, let it proof. So you have to be careful. They're alive. Extreme temperatures, cold, they won't work, all that. So yeast are fun to work with. They give you more air, but they also take a lot more time.
Jerry, can you give us a couple good dough recipes we can put it on the website?
Of course. I have some great bread recipes, both quick breads and yeast leavened breads. That will be perfect.
Well, I'm going to get cooking then.
Sounds good.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.